This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic Friday. Hey, Jeremy, we don't get to have legendary coaches on too much, well, especially the high school legendary coaches.
Yeah, it's interesting because you told me that
Jerome Shelton,
doesn't do a lot of radio, but he's going to join us for two segments.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 20 minutes out of his time at
25, because he's got to wait 5 minutes
in
between.
You got to wait in between the commercial break. Yeah.
It's just 25 minutes.
That's it.
Joining us courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, legendary coach Jerome Shelton. What's going on, coach?
Good morning. Good morning, Coach. Good morning.
How are you, my man?
I'm feeling pretty good. Praise God.
I don't know. You don't normally. I feel honored because I don't see you or hear you in too much media. So, and I know you got classes this morning. So, thank you for giving us some time this morning.
My pleasure. You told me yesterday evening that I would only do it for you, and that's true.
Man, now, he's so humble.
Now, your team, the St. Francis Panthers, advanced to the Maryland Private Schools State Basketball Tournament, the girls' division, and you're going to take on the number four team in the country, Bishop McNamara. Now, and I know your history. You don't duck any smoke. You probably just see this as another opportunity.
I do. In conversations that you and I have had before, we always said that the opportunity is greater than the challenge. So we're looking at the reward, the cost-benefit from playing in a game like this. So we know of Bishop McNamara's pedigree, great coaching, great players, great conference that they play in. They play a really tough national schedule. So, I mean, we're excited about it. We're looking forward to it. And so, I mean, it's all a part of what we've done in our own program in terms of going out and playing against the best competition.
Hey, Coach, how good was the talent in this tournament? Because you hear about all these great teams, but it's got to be like, there's no easy outs. Every game you're walking into, you got to make sure you're paying attention to all the minutia.
Yeah, well, you know, Rosedale Christian, Rob's club is a good team.
We're only with him win or tie. He lost to you guys, so we're not here to talk about him. Sorry.
Well, I have to give him his props, too, because, I mean, I look at where the program is right now in just 1 year, how he's elevated the status of the program. So, you know, our coaching staff and our players didn't look at that as an easy contest. We looked at it as another personal challenge for us to get better. And, of course, Bishop McNamara and Bullis, who we played last year, and we lost in overtime. So, and Mount Zion Prep is also a nationally known program. So it's, you know, this tournament is only in its third year, and I expect it to grow really fast over the next couple of years. We only had 8 teams this year. I think on the men's side they have 15. So I'm looking forward to expanding in the coming years.
Here with Jerome Shelton, head women's basketball coach at St. Francis Academy. Now, the great history and the tradition that you built over there, one of your alums, Angel Reese, right now, you see in the WNBA, you see on McDonald's commercials. You know, I remember first game you guys came to our gym, and you knew then she was going to be something special. Talk about the amount of pride you have when you see this young lady excel the way she has.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm saving cups and bags. I can't save the hamburger. So, I mean, I see that everywhere I go. I'm extremely proud of Angel and what she's accomplished. Angel came to us, and, you know, Angel enjoys being in a very competitive environment no matter what it is. And she had great leadership skills when she came in. Angel did a lot of work outside of the building for just recruitment and of student athletes and for students to come to St. Francis, and also speaking with donors. So, I mean, she enjoys that platform. And so I'm excited about it. I'm most excited that, of course, that she graduated from LSU. And, you know, she started at Maryland, as we know. But right now, I mean, it's been meteoric. And, you know, we're just excited to see where it's going to go.
So what can you tell us about our next opponent? What makes them so tough in Bishop?
Oh, gosh.
How much time do you have? Is that what you
No, it's interesting because Coach Ron James and I, we talk every now and then. So, and of course, Angel Reese played at Team Takeover in the summertime, and they've had some great at Team Takeover program. It's a very good EYBL summer program, nationally ranked and known. To start with Coach James, the way he prepares, and he's got a great staff. He's got a lot of players, and so those players are very talented. Zen Kraft is a Georgia commit. Cadence Samuels is a very talented young sophomore. And Vanessa Harris is a senior also who plays very well, good role player, who scores the ball well and is a good glue player for them. So, and, I mean, they've got quality depth, so. It'll be a formidable challenge, but one that we're looking forward to.
Rob, you know the team's good when you know everybody by a first and last name.
Yeah. Oh, that's called scouting.
Scouting report.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called scouting. Hey, Coach, thank you for being the ambassador, a great ambassador of the game of girls basketball, and also setting the bar. You know, I've been chasing you now for 10 years, and I'm going to keep chasing you.
So hey, thanks. Give me a break, man. Hey, I got to keep you off my heel.
Hey, thanks for setting such a high bar. You are the man.
Thanks,
Jerome
Coach.
Shelton. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
And good luck on tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
All right.
He sounds like, and again, I like working with you, he sounds like one of those guys that you would love to play for.
That's my hero.
Yeah.
Honestly. And girls high school basketball, that's my hero. That, to me, he's the bar.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said girls high school basketball, because in radio, I know I was.
Oh, you are. You are, definitely.
You, appreciate it. Yeah.
But, too, dude, he is, when people always accuse you of things, you know they can't beat you. I remember when people were dogging St. Francis football, and we had them in here, and they tried to chase them out. And I said, don't you rather beat them than on the field than with legislature? That's me would say, I want to beat them. I've been chasing the man for 10 years. So it's just good to have him, a friend. You know what I mean? Calling him a friend now when I first started. And truth be told, my first year coaching JUCO basketball, you know my first two signees?
Who?
Played for him.
Oh, wow.
Loyal Latoya Brody. I called him. He didn't know me from anywhere. I told him what I was trying to do. He said, "You know what, man? I'm feeling what you're saying." He said, "I got two kids. They're looking at another school right now, but come see them, and you talk to them. If they're remotely interested, I'll help you out." And he did. Mm. He did. He helped me out. We ended up signing. It was my first two signees. They're a set of twins, Gloria and Latoya Brody. They played with Angel McCautry the same year she came out. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, would you support a trade of Andrews to Los Angeles? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn and Rob Long, Ed Norris is out. He will be back. I have to say that because at a time right now that we just come through, I don't want people wondering.
Yeah.
Ed Norris will be back.
That's a very good example.
He'll be back. He is not caught up in the other issues that you've read about from our company. He'll be back. Your Daily Line at 9:30. Mark Andrews, would you support a trade to the Los Angeles Chargers?
It all depends on what you're getting back. Now,
so, but it's not, you won't block it because it's the Chargers.
No, no, no.
Okay.
And then look, there's, you obviously have familiarity there. Your brother coaches the team, uh-huh. right? If you're, if we're talking about Harbaugh, your former offensive coordinator's there, and I'm sure he'd love yeah. to have that weapon in the offense. And when you think of Justin Herbert, don't you want to pair him with somebody yep. that, like, a tight end is supposed to be a quarterback's best friend whenever you get in trouble or even work in the middle of the field and making things happen. I just think he's a perfect fit for the Chargers. Is it for the Ravens, is it more just about getting rid of the money that they owe him, or does it matter to them what they're getting back in return? I think it's both, but maybe that's the right spot for him, because I don't know what team that is potentially getting into the playoffs or looking to be one of those teams that makes a run that wouldn't want to Mark Andrews. And I don't think he's that expensive. I just think he's expensive for the Ravens when you have all your tight ends coming up.
Situational.
Yeah.
It's all situational right now. I would support it wholeheartedly because not only do I want to get something back in return, and I think the Chargers would do right by you, but I also want him to go somewhere where he would flourish. You know, I mean, I don't want him to go somewhere where he struggle. You got some bum quarterback and can't get the ball to him, or some experimental situation. I don't want him to go, let's say even, and I know this will never happen because they're in the division. Let's say the Steelers were in the NFC. I wouldn't want him to go there. Too much uncertainty there for him. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to go there. I want him to go somewhere where it's built up for Mark Andrews to be Mark Andrews, because I like him. I understand it's probably time for him to go based on the circumstances, but I want him to go someplace and be happy.
Yeah, but is it messed up to send a pass catcher to a Greg Roman offense?
See, here's the difference. Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Greg Roman can't be Greg Romo totally with Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's going to step in. I don't think John Harbaugh steps in. Jim Harbaugh knows what's going on. And I think Jim Harbaugh's going to say, hey, homie, we ain't done that. We're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm half kidding here because, again, there is familiarity between Mark Andrews and Greg Roman. And obviously, it's not like they don't pass the ball in that offense. I just think some of the routes are just yuck. But again, the Chargers are a team that's expecting to take that leap forward, right? You have a coach that's established, comes in, kind of sets the team up. They didn't have the type of season they wanted. You can blame injuries. You can blame a lot of things. But when all is said and done, they are a team that you have to look at going, I think they have a chance to take a big step forward. And that's in the AFC, where I think the AFC is loaded and very top heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about the tops. Like, I don't think Buffalo's going anywhere anytime soon. I don't think Kansas City is. I don't think Baltimore is. Those three teams are going to be battling it out up top in the AFC. And I'm not trying to dismiss anybody else. I mean, the Steelers got to figure out who's still going to be their quarterback. And then you start looking at the other teams in this league going, okay, could it be this team? Could Houston be special? Could, you know, do you envision anybody from the AFC South? The AFC East, is anybody stepping up with Buffalo? I don't know that anytime soon it's happening. Miami has the talent, but what are they going to look like next year? And the same thing out West. So I think those three teams, it's top heavy, and a lot of those teams are in the same mix. So if the Chargers could add a Mark Andrews to that offense, I think that's a huge get for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I honestly don't think you're going to have to give up as much as some people think they're going to get. Like, oh, wait a minute, we traded Mark Andrews for that? That's the going rate. Look at what Debo Samuel was traded for, a fifth, guys. You know, and you can say what you want, that he's often injured. Some people are trying to call him overweight. Yeah, the fatty's sitting on the couch are going, Debo's overweight. Shut up. Shut up. He ain't been in the gym.
Didn't they say that about Luka?
Yeah, they kept saying that.
He's overweight.
Yeah. I just realized yesterday I was supposed to go to the gym and I missed. That's missed five straight years now. Not going. Yeah.
At least you're consistent. Everybody in life should have that kind of consistency, yeah. Right?
But, I mean, is it the fact that it's the AFC? Because, like, if you start pigeonholing yourself saying, I get it when it's within the division, but if somebody in your division was offering the best offer, I think you have to look at is the juice worth the squeeze to trade somebody within a division? In the AFC, but I ain't worried about that. Yeah, I ain't cutting out half the league that I can trade with just because I don't want to trade them in the same conference.
Right.
You know, like, it's fine. I think the Chargers could end up being a very good trade partner if the Ravens and them are going to keep doing business. You know, Ravens let a player go and then the Chargers sign him.
How about that?
That's the business that's going on.
But see, when the Ravens let a player go, they're still productive. It's a testament to how full the cupboard is here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You might let Mark Andrews go. You might trade him. because you have Isaiah Likely. It's sort of like when Jeremy Shockey said he left the University of Miami. He said, why? He said, well, I knew it was time to leave. He said, why? Because I got Kellen Winslow Jr. behind me. It's time to go.
Got to go.
Clinton Portis left also because of the running back behind him. Was it Willis McGahee?
In Miami?
Yeah. A couple of those guys admitted they left because it was a better situation to get drafted and played than to stay there.
I think it was Willis.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here running through my mind like.
And that's how the Ravens are right now. We got to trade Mark Andrews. He's all pro. I know, but we got this guy named Isaiah Likely.
And to be fair, if we were going to talk about the Ravens being successful, and a lot of it stays within the draft, and we could point out whatever position you want, but they have found tight ends in this league that have been very successful in the mid rounds.
Not drafting, they have.
Ironically, the guy they drafted in the first round
didn't pan out.
It didn't pan out. The guy behind it was Mark Andrews behind him that did. And then you start looking at what they've done on the defensive line and the guys they've drafted there in the mid rounds. And I just feel like those two positions, this team has killed it, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely killed it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. My question to you, though, Jeremy, I asked you about Los Angeles and we talk about whether he fits. Is there a place, honestly, that Mark Andrews doesn't fit?
No. Well, I mean, where? Like, he's not a horrible blocker.
No.
So, like, he's an every down tight end if you use him that way, meaning that, you know, you situationally, you have some things. If you went short yardage, you want Mark Andrews out there. Oh, by the way, he's been quarterback sneaking. The Ravens are going to miss out on that. Who are you going to get to run that now?
Tush push.
Yeah, their version of it, unless it gets destroyed in the offseason. But I do. I think that guy fits in anywhere.
Put Derrick Henry in there.
Yeah, exactly. Veteran tight end that yeah, obviously it didn't finish well here in Baltimore with the drops and what happened and the fumble. As I said numerous times, it sucks that that's what he's going out on, but it is what it is, man. And because they're so good at the draft, they have to make these decisions. You can't pay everyone. I just beat up Cincinnati for waiting to pay any of their guys, and then you've got three guys coming up at the same time that are ultimately important to your team's success, and they've got to get rid of one of them maybe even two of them when it was all said and done, but they franchised T. Higgins. Jamar Chase is going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. And then you're telling your best pass rusher to go find a trade? Like, that's what you did because you didn't act earlier on this? You waited for their contracts to run out? Be happy that you have this front office that is not just waiting for a contract to run out to make a decision on a guy. They're looking at it early and saying, what's our best option here?
Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
Man, y'all make a brother think, man. I'm thinking about all the teams that let go people because what they had behind.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Montana Young. I'm thinking about Mahomes and who did Kansas City trade to Washington? Got rid of that quarterback because what they had behind.
Alex Smith.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of teams that let people go for what they had behind. And this is a good topic because I was talking about where could he go? Hey, man, I'm glad y'all brought that up because, hey, man, y'all just made a good point. I'm happy y'all came up with this. Y'all just as smart as I am. So all you people out there, we're not trading because what happened in the playoffs. It's just we're trying to upgrade the team and better the team because we got to get this Super Bowl this year, man. Y'all have a great day, man. I'm excited about y'all topic today.
Thanks, remember man. I said Jerome Shelton was the bar in coaching for me? Joan Woodbury is the bar in intellect. And being as smart as he is makes my day.
Congratulations, because that was all you. None of it was me.
You see the sarcasm sign?
Yeah.
You didn't see it? Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into last night. Went 3-2 in my top plays. I did tweak one, so the Magic weren't in my top plays by the end of the day, or when I sent out my plays. The Magic have lost 5 straight. They suck, man. What the hell's going on with them? But there's a team in college hoops that's been one of the hottest teams in basketball, and I don't think people are paying attention to him. I'll tell you who that is in my favorite play tonight.
Who that is?
Lots of college games to go after. Some serious action. I'll tell you who you should bet on coming up next in the Daily Line.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
And they come down, they try a little Hollywood showbiz, it goes poorly. They miss the slam dunk. MSU has it on the side. Richardson for three. He got it.
More fast break points. A nice three there for Richardson.
All right. That's courtesy of the MSU Radio Network. No, I did not have a play on that game, but it was the biggest game last night, if you want to look at it from that standpoint. We talked about how there were some, well, it's a lot of bad teams meeting up to basically play in those 12 versus 13 to get in to face the one seed or whoever to face the one seed in the second round. We had teams that were like 5-19 yesterday and, 8 and I mean, it's just ridiculous to see some of the matchups, but I don't know if you guys know this, you could still bet on those games. So it does make them interesting to some degree. Now, looking at yesterday, it was a winning night. Here were my top plays. I had Merrimack. They won handily. I had the over in the Indiana, state game and SIU. Remember we talked about that one at 1 o'clock. Total was 154.5, and what'd they score, 180 or something ridiculous in that game. Siena could not pull away at any given point. I lost that -8.5. Rice +1.5. It was a one-point game with a minute left, and they lost by four, wound up on the wrong side. And Cal Irvine, you didn't even have to sweat. They absolutely beat the hell out of their opponent. Now, looking at today, again, there's not a ton of great matchups, but we do have a few. And I am going to give you the marquee game, which I think is tonight, Illinois and Purdue. That will be a top play for me, but we'll get to that in just a second. We start off in the NBA. I like Minnesota and Miami to go under the 216. I think we get a lower scoring defensive-minded game between these two teams. Conversely, Suns and Nuggets. Nuggets, I mean, they just... I know we've seen some games where there's been let down as far as the scoring, but the Nuggets have had some of the highest scoring games this year. And I know they're up there in pace, but when you look at the matchup, the Suns have not been playing defense. They have no center to speak of that scares you. So, I mean, what are you going to do, put Bol Bol on Jokic? Yeah. Get the hell out of here with that nonsense. He is absolutely going to annihilate the Suns tonight. And I don't think they have an answer for KD and Devin Booker. The same thing. I mean, those guys are, they give up so many threes. And, oh, by the way, they're playing in Denver at the high altitude, right? So that's another one that you could sit here and circle and say, yeah, I could see these guys running and gunning. Now, those are the only two NBA plays I have today. The Suns and Nuggets over will be a top play for me. So where are we looking in college hoops today? I'll give you the early game. Western Carolina, Mercer over the 153.5. That's at 5 p.m. There are a bunch of early games today. I'm just not on them. I mean, I'm not going to force something just to say, hey, here's something for you to watch. That's not the way to do it. Speaking of another over I like, South Dakota, North Dakota State. One of the highest totals you're going to see today, 164.5. South Dakota just, these guys played earlier this year, and I got a chance to watch it, and it was just running up and down the floor gunning. That's why you see a 164.5 total with two teams you ain't never seen play. I mean, let's be honest. I don't know how many people out there actually have a college basketball package or watch all the games, but I've gotten to watch them a few times, and when they faced each other, it was a fun game. Another team that I think is being underrated this year, and when they get in the tournament, I think they're going to be a team that we're going to circle to possibly make a run. I like VCU -8.5 tonight. Very, very good team. Now, my top plays to go along with the Suns Nuggets over, I like Akron -19.5. They're playing Buffalo. Buffalo is horrendous. That's why it's 19.5. What can Akron do? Akron can score with the best of them. I think they drop 90 to 100 points today. I think they beat the crap out of Buffalo, and they just annihilate them and staying in the action. Time for some action tonight. Toledo and Ohio, same record. Ohio is -1.5. I think the wrong team's favored. I like Toledo a lot tonight. We've seen some of these games in the MAC kind of go crazy, and I think this one has an opportunity to do it as well. But I like Toledo to win this game outright as a 1.5-point underdog. I like Illinois tonight in the marquee game. They are a 4.5-point favorite, favored over a ranked team in Purdue. We've seen Purdue, very, very good team. But we just talked about this. Illinois just went to Michigan and beat their asses. Illinois is finally healthy. Illinois should be a top 25 team had they not had the horrendous season with all the injuries and sickness that they had. And let's be honest, there were some poor play and lulls in there as well. I'm sure the coaching staff would tell you that. They're kind of figuring it out at the end of the year. I think they're a dark horse to win the Big Ten tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're playing well, but they're 4.5-point favorites over Purdue. Give me Illinois to win this game and cover. And my favorite play tonight, I don't know that people have been paying attention to it. I've talked about this. Colorado State has been on an absolute heater. They've won 11 of their last 13 games. They're currently on a 6-game win streak. Most of those games by double digits. Home, road, it doesn't matter. They're facing Boise State, who, I don't care about this, but some people do. They beat them earlier in the year by a couple of points. But Colorado State's getting 5.5. And again, go look at how they've been playing and how they've been beating teams. I think Colorado State wins outright tonight.
Wow.
I'm going to gladly take the 5.5 points, but I do think it's a great spot. So recap real quick, my top five, Suns Nuggets over, Colorado State, my favorite play, Toledo, Illinois, and Akron. There you go.
There you go. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Ed in Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Look, I want to give a soft shovel because I ain't trying to get in trouble, Rob. Give a soft shovel to my wife. And the reason I'm giving her the shovel, and Rob, you know, I can't say nothing bad about her. I had a job to do. So I had her car. So I went to put, I said, oh, I'm coming on in. It's cold outside. Let me put some gas in the car. Put some gas in the car. Good to go. All right, this morning. I don't want her to wake up mad at me. She's on her way out the door. I'm in my car. On her way out the door, she's like, oh, by the way, you probably got to put gas in there because it's like a quarter tank of gas. I get in the car, Rob. It's damn near empty. And I can't say, I ain't going to yell out the door. Look, you ain't, because then I get my ass kicked.
I'd have taken her car.
No. But if I'd have left a little bit of gas in her ride, man, she'd have come in there. She's coming in and, you know, I'm in bed sleeping. She'd have, oh, I guess you're the only one that rides in the cars, you know, so you ain't got what. So, don't even have to do a shovel because I'm going to get in trouble, Rob. But,
you know, it's funny. He said, I can't say nothing bad about her. He just did.
That's all he did. He ain't say nothing good about her.
Hey, Mrs. Ed, he just called you up on a Friday. It should be a cold weekend for him.
Put some damn gas in the car.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Actually, I'm out Severna Park, but you know what's going on, man. I'm about to go holler at Steve Bisciotti, but I gotta go talk to Steve about Mark, man. I think EDC got a move, right? We gonna get a D, right? I don't know if it's DK or D Hop, but we getting a D. You feel me?
As long as we don't get a D for the draft, great. I'm all
right. Right, but hey, man, and Gorilla Zoe, I mean, not Gorilla Zoe, what's his name, Buffalo Zoe? Come on, man, talking about J.J. Hardy second base. How you going to choose him over Roberto Alomar, man?
Well, Roberto Alomar's a Hall of Famer, as you can't be, but how are you going to put J.J. Hardy at second base when the man never played one game in his career at second base?
How are you going to call the man Gorilla Zoe when his name's Buffalo Zoe?
But I'm just saying, he never played one game at that position.
Yeah.
One thing too, right? Because I said from now on, I'm gonna let the Oreo players know about themselves. I'm glad it ain't football, because you know in football the players can't really hear you from the sideline. You know baseball games be quiet. I'm gonna start yelling out like, "Man, get 44 out of there, man!" Hey, man. Hey, it was nice talking to y'all, man. Look, it's Orange Friday until August. All right, happy Orange Friday, everybody. Y'all.
There you go, man.
I love it.
Orange Friday, man. Send me some plays, Jeremy.
You got it, man.
I love that Orange Friday. Is that like orange chicken? I like orange chicken.
I do too. Is that your go-to when you get Chinese?
No.
What's your go-to?
Fried rice is my go-to.
My go-to is orange chicken, but what we do is we usually pick a couple different things and just pick it all of them.
My go-to is shrimp fried rice, egg roll with the hot mustard on it. That's it. Now I'll eat other things, but go-to.
I remember watching my dad eat egg foo young when I was a kid.
I love egg foo
young. That looks disgusting.
You don't like egg foo young?
No, I'm saying as a kid, I'm looking at it going, what is that?
I love it.
Yeah, but I don't like egg foo young.
I like shrimp fried rice, egg foo young, orange chicken, something else I like. Something else I like. Can't remember. Oh, beef and broccoli. Love beef and broccoli. Yeah, now I want some Chinese food.
See?
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today right here on The Fan.
Apparently, this teacher, her name's Janine White. So I'm going to give you a couple different things. I'm going to tell you how she spells Janine in a second. That might be a dead giveaway. She's a sub at the YMCA Tiger Academy in Jacksonville. And she's facing charges related to a February 12th incident in which she asked and encouraged Ford students to take turns hitting and kicking their peer. These kids offered up for extra credit, and she had them one by one come over and hit and kick this kid because he wouldn't listen to her as she told them to get into groups. Now, who do you think's getting points?
I'm probably giving you points.
Okay, let me spell the teacher's name. It's Jeanine. G-E-A-N-E-N-E. Jeanine.
Yeah, I'm giving you points.
All right, let me give you the quote. Who in here can beat him up?
Yeah.
Let me turn this around and show you Jeanine. By the way, if you missed the Saturday Night Live skit, we were doing that first.
Yeah.
Jeanine.
Damn, Jeanine.
Can you believe, like, she
How does she spell her name again?
Here we go. G-E-A-N-E-N-E.
Janene.
No, it's not Janene. It's Jeanine.
Spelled like Janene.
No, there's no accent mark.
You don't make
here.
It worse, man, by calling her Janene. All right?
But again, could you, a substitute teacher got so angry at a kid, she's like, y'all whoop his ass, that's and I'll give you extra credit.
You know, that's what you, when you have substitutes, they don't go through the training that the real teachers go through. That's in any profession.
YMCA.
Substitutes don't go through the same training. And that's the encore for the day, Jeremy.
Yes. Brought to you by Lions Den.
Rawr.
Let's see, you're roaring now, too.
There you go. There you go. Right. Sound more like Tim Allen. Rawr, rawr, rawr.
I look like him, so great.
So this Thanks. Is my last day for 2 weeks. I'm out next week. I'm being in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm jealous of you because you are going to have the opportunity on Wednesday, right?
Yep.
To do the Pathfinders for Autism event at Top Golf,
yeah.
Along with all my friends at Pathfinders for Autism, here for that for you. You can take both of those.
As soon as they said Rob couldn't be there, I said I'll come. Oh, sorry.
No. You have so much fun. You don't understand. Like people, this crew, Pathfinders for Autism. Number one, they're wonderful. They changed my life.
I've hung out with them at a few concerts, so I know how much fun.
But they
are.
Have some fun. Dude.
Yeah,
it is not. They're the most professional people. And then they're the most fun people. They can flip the switch on you quick. So you are going to have some fun on Wednesday night. Can you take some pictures for me?
Yeah, I'll take some pictures. And I like the thing, you know, and just talking about it too, it's I hope coming out there and then when everything was going on, I was talking about it like that they would want me there. And then knowing who it was, all of a sudden, once we started chatting, it made so much more sense that I'll go out and just embarrass myself playing golf.
And before that, you have an event this Saturday, am I right?
No, it's coming up March 20th.
March 20th, I'll say.
I mean, so. I got a bunch of events coming up and this one means a lot to me. It's the Bringing Hope Home. It's a dinner. And Sanzi and I are going to be speaking about Mo and why it means a lot is this company that we're working with. And I just shared it on social media at JCon Sports or on Facebook. You can just find it. It's the last thing I posted. And we're going to be talking about Mo. But this company or this nonprofit we're working with, one of the guys that started it, his wife passed away from cancer.
Oh, man.
And the only reason I bring that up is like sometimes you question some of these nonprofits you're working for. Where's the money going? I don't question anything about this. And when they asked me to be a part of it, I was so happy. They're donating money to Mo's Foundation. So you guys can donate. They're having a silent auction or go to the website and buy tickets. That's bringinghopehome.org/events or just go to my social media page and you'll see it.
And that's going to be at one of my favorite places, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's going to be upstairs, right?
Correct.
So I can go out on the deck, I should say. Even if it's cold outside, they have the heated lamps above, smoke a cigar.
Yeah,
love it up there. So Jimmy's Famous Seafood over there in Dundalk on March the 20th. And I head on over there for a worthy, worthy cause. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, a couple of national days today. Today is National Employee Appreciation Day. How ironic.
Oh, man. What a day.
Today is also National Be Heard Day.
Oh. Hey, did they just make these days today?
Today is National Tartar Sauce Day. I don't like tartar sauce. When I order crab cakes, do you know how Brian Fulton became the world's worst bartender?
Why?
One day he was bartending. I went to Pappas. I ordered a crab cake. He said, would you like any tartar sauce? I said, you are now the world's worst bartender. Why would I put tartar sauce on this art? That's like putting, that's like going to Capitol Grill and them asking me if I want A1. No. If I got to use it, then it's not good.
Yeah, I never got that. Like the only thing I eat tartar sauce on since I hate fish is my fish filet from McDonald's, which I love.
And it comes on that.
Yeah.
So those are the days. Some birthdays in sports.
My cheese fish.
Today would have been Franco Harris' birthday.
Wow.
Rest in peace. J.R. Richard also would have celebrated a birthday today. Wide receiver Lynn Swan is 73 today, man. Yvonne Lindell, I used to have his Argyle
did
gear.
You?
Yeah, I had that. 65 today. Joe Carter. Into the World Series and a walk-off home run.
Joe Carter.
Not the one
Toronto.
From Lean On Me. He's 65 years old. I knew former wide receiver Flipper Anderson turned 60 today. And Ricky Pearl turns 57
Ricky.
Today. Steve Berline and former second baseman Jeff Kitt both celebrated birthday today. Who's older, Joseph?
Jeff Kent.
Jeff Kitt, all right?
I think that's it.
This is tricky, isn't it?
I'm going Steve Berline.
You want Steve Berline? One of you right. And that would be Jeremy. Steve Berline turns 60. Jeff Kent turns 57.
Yeah, don't let that mustache fool you. He's a little bit younger. You know, even though he has an old soul.
Don't let the fact that he's a Richard fool you either.
Yeah.
He was a bigger Richard than
Bonds.
Bonds, yeah. Lots of people say that.
I've heard that quite a bit too. All right, I got a couple things here for you. Last night, someone broke into our house and they stole a dozen eggs. They also left a saucepan filled with warm water. We talked to the police. They believe it was poachers. Joe, it was poachers. You get that? here's something for you. Now that food has replaced sex in my life, I can't even get into my own pants. Hey, did you get that one?
That was
pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
By the way, having not enough sex can cause memory loss. I read it on page 14 in a medical journal on the 14th of November at 2019 at 3:19 p.m. Having little to no sex can cause memory loss. Yeah. So that's why I remember.
You remember everything.
Because I'm not.
You have a lot of sex.
Yeah. So there was a large hole in the street outside of the police station. And everybody's wondering, you know, what's going on. The police said they're looking into it. I did the gym joke earlier. I was getting ready to do that one again. Here's another one. I asked my girlfriend numerous times to join me at the gym, but she always says, no, I don't think we're going to work out. Did you hear about the philosopher who said, good enough. Mediocrities. Mediocrities. What do you call an amateur circumcision? That would be a ripoff.
That hurts.
Did you know?
That hurt.
Did you know that in Greek mythology, Medusa was actually very attractive?
No.
She made men hard as a rock. So, Rob, you and Ed were police officers.
Yes,
my family, they were hunters. They all had guns. But now I want to buy a gun.
Yeah.
But I don't know the first thing about firearms, so I think I'm going to buy a starter pistol. And this last one, this is so bad. If I'm ever on a paleontology dig and I find an ulna, I'm going to call everyone over and say, hey, I think I've got something here. Oh, wait, never mind. Fossil arm.
We got it.
Fossil arm.
We got it.
Anyway.
Vinny and Haiti up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.